Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Leamington Hour podcast with me, Gary Jones. How are you all doing? Hopefully you're having an absolutely cracking week and I have got a really cool interview for you two guys and girls to listen to today. Now, this interview is actually with me and Kirk Pickstone, but Kirk is actually interviewing me. So at the tail end of 2016, I caught up with Kirk Pickstone and I got interviewed for his Dougie Stone show on Radio Warwickshire, which you can catch here every Tuesday between 6:30 and 7 o'clock. And today, I'm going to play you that podcast. So you're going to learn a little bit more about Leamington Hour, a little bit more about me, my background, my ethos, and what I wanted to do with Leamington and how I can help you guys. So let's go cracking with the show.
Well, welcome once again, people. It's me. Oh, you've had a good one. Oh, you've got all your presents sorted out because it's fast approaching. Anyway, on tonight's show, I've got Gary Jones. He's a fellow presenter on Radio Warwickshire. I just had to get him on him. Top guy, Gaz. Really is good. Like I was saying, if you want to check me out or get in contact, why don't you go on to Twitter at Dougie Stone or go on to dougiestone.com, drop me a line, and let's start talking. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Right, people. Before we get to talking to Gaz, because it's a good interview, a few people keep asking me about doing podcasts and things like that, because obviously that's what I do. I have this radio show and then I turn it into a podcast. So I can't answer all the questions in this session, but anyway, I'll just cover some of my thoughts for you, and that might help. So first of all, you need an idea. So it might sound a bit logical, but you need an idea. Why do you want to do a podcast? What's the purpose of it? So what's the idea and who's your audience going to be? So a bit like this show, I'm trying to raise the awareness and change the perception of dyslexia in the UK. But I've not limited this show to just dyslexics because only dyslexia could listen to it. So it encompasses a few things for me, adversity and general business. And because that was the other reason for this show is me talking to me in 2010 when I was in a job and I wanted to get out and do something different. So I look for interesting people to talk to that would have interested me back then, interest me now and interest me then, and maybe they would give me the inspiration to move forward. And that's what I'm hoping to do with this show, is to do that for yourselves out there, so they might inspire you to think, you know what, I'm going to talk about this. This is a subject that I want to get involved in. I want to raise the message of it, and this is the show, and this is the reason why I'm going to do the show. And then obviously that leads into the content. So you need to get a constant stream of content. So is it going to be you talking to them? Because I listen to some really good podcasts, and it's actually just the individuals speaking. And they mix up with the odd guest. Or like myself, if you have a lot of guests on and mine's a talk show, then you're going to constantly need a stream of people you're going to need to talk to. So if you've only got a small network of people that you know, then you need to expand that. And that's one thing that I've done, and that's one reason why I do my networking as well as my business, because when I go networking, I meet a lot of people. I get talking to a lot of people and I get to know their stories, and I think, actually, they're quite interesting. And if you're not in the circle of the network that I'm in, then you people are not going to see him. And some of the listeners are on different parts of the world. So you need to find out what's your content going to be and need to map that out, that content that you're going to be presenting. Now, so once you've got all that done and you start doing it, so if you've got to get it online, you've got to get it on air, you've got to get it to people. So there's something you can use, which is pretty straightforward and straightforward, is Audioboom, because it's free. So if you get an Audioboom account, then what you need to do is you can upload your content to that. And what I use, I'm an Apple user, so I'm not really into the Windows stuff, so I can only talk from an Apple point of view at the minute, but I'll do some research on that. But I use a iPhone and I use an app on it called Boss Jock, which I record my live my interviews live when I'm out and about, which is great, and then I upload it straight to Dropbox. And then what I do with that, then I take that down from Dropbox and I put it into GarageBand, which is what I'm recording this on now. I'm recording this bit straight into GarageBand. And then once I've done that, if you've got a Mac, it's quite easy to use, and there's loads of YouTube tutorials. And once that's done, I turn it into an MP3 and I just upload that into Audio Boom, and off it goes. Now, it gets a bit more technical if you want to do iTunes, because you have to apply for an iTunes podcast. And basically, you already need your audio for them, because someone actually at Apple actually listens to it. But to do that, it's a bit more complex. You have to have a host. You have to have your podcast hosted somewhere. So either on your own website, and then go through to another third party, or what I've started using, and I've got no accreditation to, I use, I think it's called LibSync, and basically what that does, I just give the, that just links to iTunes, and I, every time I upload a new episode to that, it sends it to iTunes, and it goes on to iTunes in a couple of hours afterwards. So yeah, it's a bit more complex than that, but it's not too difficult. And I'm happy to help anyone. If you want to give us a shout, I'll try and help you along, or I'll drop some notes in here. But I just thought I'd share that, because I've asked a few people have been asking me about doing podcasts. So personally, it depends what you're after doing and where you're actually after reaching. But if you're not sure, just start doing something on Audio Boom. It's not going to cost you anything. Whereas if you go to the other hosting, you can be spending up to $20, $30 a month for the capacity for all your shows. So start with Audio Boom and see how it goes, and start getting some guests from that. And yeah, it'd be interesting to see how you get on, and let us know if it's working for you. But that's what I do anyway. Just thought I'd do a quick one on podcasting, and I might do some specific ones on my podcast to help people along and do something a bit more in depth. So anyway, let's get on with the show. Let's talk to Gaz. The Dougie Stone Show. Hey people, what I wanted to do, I've known this chap for a bit now, and actually you might have heard of him if you listen to Radio Warwickshire on a regular basis. He's actually a co-presenter on another show, and it's my good friend Gary Jones. Gary, welcome, mate.
Hey Kirk, how you doing? You alright?
I thought I'd turn the tables around on you.
I know, it's really weird being on this side of it.
I know, and to you instead. I mean, I really like your show, and if you've not listened to Gary's show, it's Leamington Hour. It's on a, what night are you on?
So it's on a Wednesday. It's on a Monday between 6:30 and 7:30 in the evening.
Yeah,
it's repeated every Wednesday between 5 and 6 again. Yeah, in the evening.
Yeah, really good. And and that's how I've ended up doing this, through the work that Gary's done. And as you know, people out there, this show is about encouraging people, or helping people to make, you know, make decisions, and looking at adversity and dyslexia and all that, and different types of business types and things like that. But I think this is quite interesting what Gary's doing. He's actually, you know, you're employed with a company, but he's got a passion outside his job of doing things for people, and he's really passionate about promoting others.
That's exactly it. So I set up Leamington Hour a couple of years ago now, and the whole principle behind it was to promote people in different ways. So it started off on Twitter using the networking hour. That has just gone from strand to strand, but now it's gone on to networking events, gone to the radio show, the podcast. Pretty much any way that a company or a person wants to promote something, I've got a way of helping them, which is pretty cool. I like it.
When I first met you, I thought it was a bit bizarre. Not that wasn't the right word, sorry. But yeah, a bit strange, because
it's a bit left field, to be fair.
What you're doing, if you ever know, if you don't know Gary, check him out. But what Gary does, he promotes all the businesses, and as I say to a lot of people, he promote the shit out of you. And he does. That's what he does, with actually no benefit to his paid benefit to yourself. And I think that's really a testament to you, and you're well known around Leamington Spa, and I think it's good what you're doing.
Oh, brilliant, thank you. And it's one of those things that if I can help someone to do it, and all I'm doing is using the tools that I've got, and it's the same as what they're trying to do. So we've both got the common goal. It's going to help Leamington, it's going to help them. It's going to be everyone's a winner.
It's really good. It's really it's very, even though you're not
you've not, it's not a business, you're very entrepreneurial in what you're doing. The way you're approaching things and the way you're developing it to help other people, it is really entrepreneurial. And have you always been entrepreneurial, Gaz?
Do you know what, I've always been the organiser, if that makes sense. So if someone's having a party, they'll come to me to organise it. I've always been a retail manager, that's my trade.
Yeah.
So being a retail manager is great for transferable skills, because you've got to be able to talk to people. You've got to be able to understand visual merchandising, selling, marketing.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to understand about paperwork, you've got to do HR. So you've got all these little facets of skills that you can use. And Leamington is just bringing those out. And that's what a lot of people don't realise about retail itself, is their managers are clued up on a hell of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you're right. And I think what you've said there, which pricked my ears up, which transferable skills, because I think a lot of people wanting to set a business up or wanting to do something like you've created, or, you know, even if it's a business or it's not a business, they think, oh, I can't do that. Oh, look at what Gary's doing. He must have always been in doing that.
The thing is, it's so easy to be put off or that not to do something because of other people's perceptions.
Yeah.
It's easier just to do it and just to drive through it, because actually the first step, you know, even when you stand up in public and talk, the first step is the hardest.
Yeah, it is, definitely. You're right, and it's taking that first step, but it's getting people to realise they can take the first step.
Very true.
That, you know, if you don't know, you can take all that. There'll be loads of people listening going, oh, I'd love to do that, or I'd love to help my local community, because that's what you're doing, you're helping your local community.
Yeah.
I'd love to help my local community for whatever reason, what it is. It might be to raise funds for a charity they've got, or some interest. It could be anything, couldn't it? You know, anything.
And the thing is, everyone's going to be different in terms of why they want to do it, but that's what makes everyone unique.
Yeah.
As long as you're true to your why and you're passionate about creating something, you need to do it, because then you'll feel fulfilled. And if you feel fulfilled, you're passionate, you're positive, and you're giving that real good energy, you're going to attract exactly the same.
Yeah, because I know you're also doing some other stuff, because a lot of people, I still meet a lot of people now, and I'm still quite surprised the amount of people that don't know how to use some of the tools, because social media now, it's free, isn't it? As long as you've got an internet connection, you've got a phone or a PC or whatever, most people do. It's those tools that we're afforded at the moment, you know, they're just amazing. If you think about like 10 years or so ago, it's nothing, was it?
Oh no, to be fair, even in 2 years ago, it's changed.
I think
and in 2 years time, it's going to be different as well.
Well, look at YouTube now. YouTube, you know, is video based, and that's sort of transposed over to Facebook, and they estimate in the next couple of years there won't be hardly any text on Facebook, it'll all be video.
Yeah, and the current trend at the moment, Facebook Live, that's huge.
Yeah,
and people engaging with video is a real good way of fast tracking that kind of no meat like process.
Yeah,
and it's great. You can really get to understand the person's motives, and more importantly, you can get to see them, so you can see what they're about. So when you meet them for the first time, you've probably seen them half a dozen times beforehand. It's not uncomfortable.
No, it's really not. It's not. But you also help people use those technologies, don't you? They're scared of it.
So we basically hold monthly workshops in conjunction with the monthly events.
Yeah.
And at the moment we're focusing on Twitter, because that's one of the things that a lot of people don't really get.
Yeah.
And
it took me a while to get my head around it, and I think I'm a bit of a geek, and it took me a while to get my head around it first. Well, anyway, sorry, I've interrupted you.
No, that's fine. But the thing is, with Twitter, it's just like anything. The clue's in the title, social media. And that's the one bit of advice that people forget.
Yeah.
And they just send out, buy my stuff, tweets.
No.
And it just doesn't work. Twitter's very clever now and picks up those kind of tweets.
Yeah.
And it sends it down their algorithm. But people still do it. And the best advice I can give anybody on Twitter, just talk to people.
Yeah.
Just talk to people. And the workshop basically gives them the confidence to be able to do that.
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Cool. No, I think it's a real positive, because I think people do need it. And there's another subject I haven't talked about another time. But reference networking, because that's a key thing. And it comes up quite a lot when I'm meeting people. But
yeah.
I mean, what's your views on networking? Let's talk about that.
I think, to be fair, with networking, I think it's true for any networking company, people by people. So if you go to a networking event and you can engage with people, you find out about them before you say pretty much anything about yourself, you're going to be on to a winner. And that's the same if you go to a Four Networking, BNI, Business with Scotty, Leamington Hour, any kind of networking events you go to, it's about the people. The organisation plays a part in the format of the meetings, and those formats, to be fair, suit some businesses more than others. So if you're more of a rigid, more in a rigid profession who is looking purely for referrals, do you know what? BNI might be slightly better for you. But actually, if you're more relaxed and you want to be more creative, then a more casual network. So networking for me changed my life, changed my business. And it's given me massive confidence. And how we wouldn't be talking if it wasn't about networking.
We wouldn't be talking, and I wouldn't be talking on the radio, because if I hadn't met you through networking, I wouldn't have known that you did what you did, and then I spoke at one of your events, which was amazing. Really enjoyed that, and that got me linked up with Stacey from Networking Mummies, and I won an award earlier on the year for Business Stand of the Year. So
I'm thinking that you're sponsoring that award now for next year.
I am Gaz, thanks for that. I'm sponsoring that. No, because I believe in it. It's good. I know what it did for me and how I felt, and I thought, well, actually, I believe in this, and for the money that's costing me, I'll sponsor the event.
And the thing is, with the radio show, for me, I actually found out through Twitter. So I went on to someone else's radio show a couple of months before that, saw Radio Welsh pop up on the news on the timeline for Twitter, and thought I might as well take my chance, and I'll just ask if I can get a show.
That's crazy.
Or get a slot on a show just to be interviewed. Then they offered me my own show, which was crazy. So when people ask me how did I get on the radio, well, I just asked.
I know you told me that. And I was like, how's he got on the radio? How's he got on radio? Because a lot of people don't know this, but I wanted to do two jobs when I was at school. One was a policeman, and I knew I wouldn't do that because at the time I wouldn't get the grades, and now I know why, because I was dyslexic. And the second one, I always wanted to be a DJ. And I know it's not being a DJ, but it is, isn't it? Still a radio presenter.
You're on the radio.
I'm just on the talk radio rather than I have one with music.
Exactly.
So and I think because I like what you've done with your Leamington Hour. Let's talk about that for a bit. What do you do? What happens on Leamington Hour?
So it started off on Twitter. So it's a weekly networking hour on Twitter. So for anyone who doesn't know what networking hour is, if you're in Leamington and you want to connect with Leamington businesses, you can just go onto Twitter between 4 and 5 on a Wednesday. Type in the search box hashtag Leamington Hour and just join the conversation. We normally have about 40-50 businesses on there, and we just talk and we relate to each other. If we need help in a certain area, we'll post a question of the week, and it's good for talking to people. So if you want to kind of increase your network in a particular area, there's loads of networking hours about, pop onto Twitter. So that's the networking hour. We've got the monthly networking events, which happen every month. So we've got all 2017's all planned out already, and we've got November's and December's already booked in, and it's quite straightforward. I believe that the presentation part of any networking event is probably one of the most important bits, and that's a bit that I love and I learn loads about. So we have 45 minutes worth of open networking at the start of it, followed by half hour presentations, followed then again by another 45 minutes worth of open networking event. But in that one, you might have a question of the week, you might have a topic, or if the speaker is really passionate and has kind of resonated with people, 9 times out of 10 talk about those. So it's really good.
It's good. I think it's great. I think it's great what you're doing. I mean, you're all over the place, aren't you? And I know you go out and interview people for like Party in the Park and all. You've got loads of different guests on, haven't you? Loads of different subjects, really. It's quite diverse, the things that you've had on.
We have, so we're on show number 34 at the moment. And we've had two live shows where we've had literally press play and we've just gone for it, which is just great buzz. Absolutely fantastic. But we've also had people from Art in the Park. We've had presentations from different business events. We've had local community projects, as well as entrepreneurs and business owners. Basically just talking about stuff that they're passionate about, and that's the whole point. If you're passionate about it, I want to know about it.
And I think it's you're a credit to Leamington Spa, really, Gaz, because what you're doing is really good for the amount of the people out there, because I bump into a lot of people even in
in the art community. Yeah. I meet people there and they go, oh, I know Gary Jones. So, you know, people do know you, and they're going into other wider fields and talking about you as well. And I think you've really benefited. I don't know how we could put it into any monetary terms or anything like that, but what you've benefited, I think, the local community, the local businesses, which is great. And obviously that must point people to where you work and things like that, and people know what you're about. Because I know if I wanted to store any storage, I wouldn't even look anywhere, I'd just ring you up.
Yeah.
No, if I want any storage, I'd come to you, because you know, that's what I do. So
it's one of those things where you've got, just like anything actually, I suppose, you've always got byproducts of what you do.
Yeah.
So with me, my way that I kind of, what I'm passionate about is to help people. That's my genuine why. So if I can help a community project by just teaching them a few bits about Twitter, great. If I can help manage their feed and get awareness of a particular event, even better. If I go to a networking event and make a fool of myself and promote the guys in there, too right.
Yeah.
It's all about helping people. If I can help as many people, things will come back.
Yeah,
I'm a great believer of that.
They will. I think all too often where people are programmed, or they think that, oh, I can't help someone because, you know, I'm giving my time, or I'm doing something for other people, and it's about me. I think if you think like that, what happens is you actually push people away.
Oh, of course you do. I was watching a Facebook Live with a guy called Ian Dickinson a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about the 7 laws of attraction. And about if you exude positive energy, guess what? You'll attract positive people.
Yeah.
If you exude negative energy, you'll get negative people.
Yeah.
It's dead simple. But actually, it's dead true. Now, I've summarised that so much.
Yeah, I know. And check in Dickinson out if you can.
He's very good.
Very astute guy, very, very business minded, and he's really, really clever in what he's doing. So, so we're networking, and we spoke about that earlier on about, you know, people just what sort of tips have you got for people if they're going to network and then guess?
You know what, I've probably got a couple, but the main one is just be yourself. So that's, I always believe if someone comes into a networking event or in actually anything and you don't believe fully in what you're doing, you're not dressed comfortably and you're trying to give a message that you don't believe, guess what? They're not going to believe it.
Yeah.
So people aren't going to see it. So I suppose my top tip is to just be yourself. You know, if you want to dress in jeans and trainers, dress in jeans and trainers. If you want to talk about something you're passionate about, talk about it. Because people will see through if you're not. I think that's the first golden tip. And you know what? Just don't sell.
Cool.
Just don't go in there, just sell. Because again, people are going to switch off.
So with your radio show, let's talk about your radio show. What's your plans for that going forward? What have you got planned? Is it an exciting plan?
Damn straight, yeah. We're coming up into the dreaded Christmas season at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm going to try to do is help Glempton businesses a little bit more just by giving them a kind of a go-to places to get presents from.
So I'm
going to be going to retailers and I'm going to see what their top couple of products are.
Oh, wow.
And just trying to make it easy.
I'm making notes.
But again, it's going to highlight them to businesses, and if listeners think, do you know what, my other half needs this and I can get it from here, brilliant. And that's what it's all about.
That's genius.
That's going to be for December 2017. We're going to have more live shows. So we're probably going to be going one every 6 weeks. I've got a couple of acoustic nights which are being planned out at the moment, which will be recorded and streamed live on Radio Warwickshire. As well as meeting some really cool business owners and events, so it's dead exciting.
I'd love to do a live. I'll probably end up doing a live show, because I think I do a lot of stuff live on Facebook and Pounce interviews, and I love the you don't know what's going to happen type of thing. You sort of know what's going to happen, because obviously you do, don't you, if you've got an idea. But I really like that it's life, no one's ever seen this before, you know what I mean, whatever's been said or seen or whatever, it's natural.
It's more natural. Best example I can give of this, and I've done two live shows at the moment. First live show, I was going through the interviews, I had it all planned out perfect, and at the end of every kind of guest I asked what their golden nugget is. So this is their one bit of inspirational quote that they'll give to another business or another person. I was talking to a photographer and he just basically just said, yeah, I've got two, don't eat yellow snow, and respect your mum.
Good tips, though.
Great tips, but not related at all to the business. And I just went, thank you so much, and that was it. And then we moved on to the next section. So live shows are great because you just don't know what's going to happen. But do you know what? They're so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
And I've listened to a couple of yours. I listened to them on podcast. So they were live, but I was listening to the live version on podcast, because I think that's great about podcasts. You just, you know, people might miss the show, they can listen to it on a podcast, on Audioboom or on iTunes, same as your show. And I think it's a great way of people catching up with what you're doing. So I've listened to a couple of shows recently and I think they're really good. It's really good to listen to.
And actually, to be fair, so your guests as well and your show. Absolutely great.
Yeah, absolutely great.
You've had some really, really good people on your show.
Yeah, and I've run out of them, so I have to.
I have to speak to you.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean, Gassi.
Yeah, I know.
I've been talking to you for ages about getting you on the show, and it's like, oh, you're so busy. I've struggled to get on the show and all the rest of it. But you're a very intriguing guy, very interesting, and I love what you're about. Love your energy and love what you're doing for people generally. I think it's great.
Really excited in the next 12 months.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to change.
Yeah.
In terms of confidence, your business, and I think that's the same for everybody. And if you look back 12 months before that, different people.
Yeah, I've totally changed the last 12 months, and I want other people to change. Anyway, I think we're going to have to wrap it up there, because we're coming to the end, and that won't be good, will it? Halfway through a conversation, the radio Warwickshire music starts playing. Yeah, get them off. We had enough of them. Well, thanks. Where can people find you, Gaz?
You can check out the website, lemontonhour.co.uk.
Yeah,
that's the easiest way of doing it. Check us out on Twitter, which is again at lemontonhour. Or give us an email if you want to hear more. Listen to the show on Radio Warwickshire.
Yeah,
love to get you on.
Brilliant. Thanks, Gaz. See you soon, mate.
I know. Cheers for that.
Cheers.
Yeah, I like Gary. I've got a lot of time for him. He's the reason I end up being on Radio Warwickshire and doing a podcast because of him. Introduced. I really like what he was doing, and that's how I've ended up doing this show, so it's really great. Check him out, Gaz. He does a lot for the local community in Leamington Spa. And since we recorded that, he's actually now doing some a show on a Friday night, and it's unsigned, so it's all unsigned acts. I'm not sure it's started yet, but that's what's going to be coming out soon. So I think I'm not sure it's starting next week or something like that. Anyway, check that out as well on Radio Warwickshire, so that should be pretty good. So unsigned bands and music, great, isn't it? Hey, spot on. Really pleased for Gaz, I am. That's great. So next week's show, I've got a guy called Mark Stowe. I met him last week when I was on a course, or 2 weeks ago when I was on a course, interviewed him last week, and I thought he was a really interesting chap. He's a window cleaner, and he's a window cleaner down in the south, and his story's quite interesting, so check that out. He's been on TV, he's doing some really innovative things with what he does and offers his customers. So yeah, I really enjoyed talking to him. He's a really cool guy, so check him out as well. Yeah, I'm gonna get a bit repetitive. Well, I'm not gonna stop until people get the message. I read a lot of stuff and I interact with a lot of people, and I see a lot of things about dyslexics, and it's a bit sad, really, when you see some of the comments. I've been reading some stuff lately where kids have been saying that they've just found out they're dyslexic and they feel stupid. They don't want to be dyslexic because all their other friends are more intelligent. And what a lot of nonsense that is. And I don't know why we feel like this, or why people feel the need to criticise people for their bad spelling or the bad grammar, because there is absolutely zero link between intelligence and being dyslexic and not being able to master to the same level the written word. So, and if you listen to this and you've just discovered you are, or one of your children's dyslexic, well, tell you what, give yourself a pat on the back, because welcome to the club. And it's just that people don't understand us and don't understand how our minds work and how our brains work. But I'm telling you now, being dyslexic is... it can be tough and it can be frustrating at times, but once you get your head around it and use the positives, then the world will seem a lot better place. But come on, people, if you know someone who's dyslexic, then don't have a go at them because of the spelling and what have you. Embrace it and find out what they really enjoy. And if you're dyslexic, find out what you're really good at. Yeah, do as well as you can at school or in your job. But you know what? Just enjoy being you, because you are one special person. And if I only affect one person through this show, that's all I'm bothered about. So if you just discovered your child's dyslexic, then, you should be smiling. Don't be sad about it. Anyway, I'll keep banging that drum.
Wow, that's another show gone. Well, I really hope you've enjoyed it. Please keep listening. I know I talk to myself a lot, but I don't want to be just talking to me. You've been listening to same time, same place next week. We're nearly at 2017. What are your plans, people? What are your plans? I've got some big plans for 2017. Let's have it. If you want to be on the show, please hook up with me at Dougie Stone or on DougieStone.com. It's been great. See you next week.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you so much, Kirk, for having me on your podcast. Now, you can check out his show on Radio Warwickshire every Tuesday between 6:30 and 7 o'clock. And also, he's launching a new country show on Radio Warwickshire. So visit RadioWarwickshire.com for more information. And all the shows on there are underneath their schedule. Check it out. Now, I've caught up with Kirk, and we have actually recorded a Leamington Hour podcast with Kirk Pigstone, so you can check that out on iTunes and on Audioboom if you want to hear more about Kirk. Now, thank you very much for listening today. I hope you really enjoyed the show. You can catch more interviews like this on Radio Workshop on my Leamington Hour radio show. Take care, everyone. Have a great week.